Let's talk about remote viewing. That's the exciting part. The first time I ever heard about remote viewing, I said, wow, that is just so fantastic, so out of the ordinary. How can those people do that? Well, in a short time, you'll be able to do it. Remember, they're not wired up any differently than you are. They're just using what you use every day in a very special way. Jose says that the difference between genius mentality and ordinary lay mentality is that geniuses use more of their mind and use it in a very special way. So that's what you're learning to do, is become a genius. Simply by breathing, closing your eyes, visualizing certain things, and opening your eyes, it's that easy. Not too long ago on the internet, I tuned into a site and it said, how'd you like to see what's going on in Waikiki Beach right now? It was so cold and rainy where I was. And I thought, wow, that'd be great. So I tuned into the site and clicked on the little icon for the camera. And like magic, there it was. A video camera set up out on the beach. It was panning back and forth. There were people sunbathing. There were people swimming in the water, building sandcastles, having a great time, walking up and down the beach, holding hands. And I thought, wow, what a miracle. And let's go back again to that native Aboriginal tribesman in Australia. And if we ask him, you know, which one of these is a miracle? That you sit down and close your eyes and you can see what's going on over in the next hill? Or I have this little box, and we don't have to close our eyes. We just click on this little thing, and everyone here in the tribe could see a picture from a beach 5,000 miles away. Of course he'd say, well, the box, that's the miracle. So he's learned to do in his everyday way of being in the world what we're learning here. And the more I remote view, the more I realize, yeah, the box is a miracle. Because it is a miracle to be able to take objects, things from the material world, and put them together in such a way that they replicate, that they impersonate our own innate abilities. That's the miracle for me. So let's talk about you using your own innate, hardwired abilities. When you're going to remote view, you just imagine, just create a place. If you were looking at Bob's house, well, you know about what a house looks like. You make the outline, and then you let your intuition fill in the details. You see, that kind of sensing is not limited by time and space. You remember Jose talked about the two kinds of senses, our original senses, which are our intuitive senses, our mental and spiritual senses, and this other set of senses that are physical senses. Now, those are the ones that are limited. Those are the ones that are limited to physics or physical input. They're limited to what light hits the eye, what molecules go up the nose, what temperature or texture touches the end of our fingers. And so those senses are limited to how far a vibration can travel in the air and then impress itself on our eardrum. Let's talk about a set of senses that is not limited, that is not limited by even space and time. Let's talk about a set of senses that can see way beyond today and way beyond yesterday. Time belongs to the outer consciousness level. It belongs to the left hemisphere. Out here, we have a linear sense of time. 1 hour can only happen in 1 hour. And when that hand goes all the way around, 1 hour will have passed. And that's it. Well, that's true out here. You are learning your way around in a dimension, in a state of mind or way of being, in which those things aren't so concrete, where time is malleable. You can go back and look at what happened yesterday. Suppose you're trying to help a child who's very upset. You can go back and look at them, going back a week at a time until that upset stops. And then you can concentrate in that area and see what happened. Then you can help that child. It's so simple. It's like walking into a store and wanting to see what happened at the counter. Well, what do? You just hit the rewind button on their video cameras and you can see what happened. Again, that's the miracle, just taking things and objects and impersonating what you can do naturally. That seems like the hard way. So as you use these techniques and learn to do more and more remote viewing, make it a game. Use your workbook. There'll be a section in there for successes. And under remote viewing, make it a game. If you're going to go to some place tomorrow, then go into this alpha level, do your relaxation, and picture, what is that place going to look like? What colors will be on the walls? And then when you get there the next day, remember what it looks like and come home and compare your notes, because that's how you make corrections. You say, oh, I got the color right. Or the next time, oh, I got the shape of the room right. Oh, well, the desk was over there, so I saw the desk over here. Okay, so next time I'll be a little more careful and look at it a little more closely. And that way you can get feedback about where your successes are. And you can enhance your abilities.